It's a big day today. Commander Sofia Jimenez sighed and rolled over on her hospital bed to find her doctor.
Oh, why's that?
Jimenez had been in medical for, she wasn't sure anymore, a while. Ever since the Second Battle of Serapsis, where a kamikaze Legastian fighter had detonated its fusion plant near her fighter. It hadn't killed her, but it had killed her fighter and her synthetic intelligence co-pilot and best friend, Dayu. Formerly Dayu Zhao, the pilot had uploaded her consciousness to the system of her fighter, leaving her body behind to become an AI-like being. They'd flown together since the beginning of the wars. She'd lost track of how many of those there were, too. And they'd survived it all by relying on each other. Now, Dayu was gone. Congratulations, the doctor smiled. I've got your papers. You're free to go.
Oh,
Jimenez said, her voice flat. You don't sound very excited. The doctor's smile trailed off and he looked like a puppy that had just been kicked. Most people can't wait to eat real food again, if nothing else. The doctor had been nothing but friendly her whole time in medical, and judging by some intel she'd received, would have been happy to continue seeing her on a less professional basis.
But do I really want that?
Jimenez tried a smile of her own, although she knew she was only partially successful, and said with a little more life,
I'm happy to be up and about again, that's for sure.
But? The doctor put on a look that was part worried professional and part hopeful suitor.
But I don't know where I'm going to go when I'm released. I don't want to go back to the war without Dayu. I want to go home. But Lance,
Brevet Captain Lance Baker, her squadron mate and boyfriend,
insists on staying. I can't stay. I just can't. But leaving is going to tear my heart in half again, and I don't know if I can take that either.
Jimenez gave the doctor a half smile.
With the loss of my SI, I just don't know what I want to do.
I understand, the doctor said, trying to look empathetic. Our counselors have had a lot of experience with helping people through loss. I can set you up with the best we have.
Jimenez shook her head. I'm not ready to talk about it yet.
When you are,
I'll let you know.
She squared her shoulders as she sat up and tried for a safe topic.
Real food again does sound good.
I don't know which ship you're on, but I'd be happy to join you for lunch.
Okay, so that wasn't a safe topic after all.
Jimenez smiled.
Thanks, but all my stuff is over on the Kuznetsov, and I'd really like a shower before I do anything. And I'm going to punch you if you think you can use that as a come-on line.
I'm sure. His lips twisted into a crooked smile. I figured you'd say that, so I have the medical shuttle standing by in the hangar bay to take you there. He nodded to the clothes Baker had brought her from her stateroom, sitting on one of the chairs, and his voice turned a little more clinical and detached. Get dressed and I'll have someone take you down.
Will do.
The doctor nodded and started to leave.
Hey, Doc?
He turned back.
Thanks for everything.
A touch of a smile crossed his lips. You're very welcome, he said. Then he was gone. Jimenez's stateroom, TSS Kuznetsov, Serapsis system. Jimenez walked into her room and dropped onto her rack. After a couple of weeks of being confined to a hospital bed, the trip back from the Independence had taken a lot out of her. Between that and the emotional roller coaster she'd been on, she decided she'd rather sleep than shower and have lunch.
Dinner will be a better time to return to normal life, she sighed. Or maybe I'll sleep until tomorrow and start the day fresh.